We think of Pentecost often having to do with flames. But did you notice that both our readings this morning used a different image for the Spirit, that of water? It's one of the great things about Pentecost is there are some great images associated with it and with the Spirit. Now, Pentecost is one of those moments that is easy to overlook in the church year, but it is a crucial moment in the Christian year, in the Christian faith, in the life of the church itself. As one commentator that I was looking at this week noted, if it were not for Pentecost, we'd have Easter, Jesus would be raised from the dead, but when he ascended into heaven, we would have been left alone. But with Pentecost, Jesus has said, I will send my Spirit to you. You will not be alone. The Spirit will guide you and lead you. And that's what happened at Pentecost. The Spirit entered into each of the believers and gave them the inspiration and the power and the strength to create the church that resulted in us being here this morning, all these thousands of years later. Of course, the Spirit is a rather mysterious thing. And that's why I think there are all these great images associated with Pentecost and the Spirit. It's much easier to have some images than to try to write a philosophical, theological treatise on the exact meaning of the Spirit. When I get that finished, I will let you know. You will be the first. But so we've got these images of the Spirit, the image of wind or breath, the image of a dove. When Jesus is baptized, you may remember a dove descends from heaven, the Spirit. The image of those flames, those tongues of flame at the first Pentecost to rest upon the head of each of the believers. And both those images, the dove and the flame, are so beautifully shown in these great banners that Alice Cottrell made a few years ago. Notice it's both a dove and a flame. Beautiful. But again, notice the image, a very different image in our scripture readings today of the Spirit as water. And not just water, but flowing water. Did you notice? Both readings talk about drinking in the Spirit. Jesus says, "You who are thirsty, come to me and drink." And Paul says at the end of this passage this morning, we all are bound together because we all drink of the same Spirit. The Spirit as water that we drink, which reminds us again of water at baptism. This water that cleanses and flows at baptism and introduces each of us into the life of faith. But what's particularly interesting about what Jesus says about the Spirit is he says, come to me all who are thirsty and drink. And you might expect that then he would say, for I am the river of living water. But he doesn't. Did you notice he says, come to me and drink, and out of you, out of your heart, will flow a river of living water. That's what's interesting about this image of water and the Spirit. It flows. It flows into us. It flows out of us. And that's a rich image. One of my favorite spiritual writers, a man named Meister Eckhart, writing in 15th century Germany. He was a great preacher and theologian and mystic. And he often used this image of the flow of the Spirit, that God flows into us. Christ flows into us. The Spirit flows into us and dwells in us and yet also flows out of us. And it all happens at the same time. The miracle of God is that God can dwell within us even as God is flowing out of us. Like a river flows and you can never distinguish one point. The water just keeps flowing. It's also an image, if any of you came to see Walking Across Egypt at Parkway Playhouse recently. It was an image used in that play. The main character, Maddie Rigsby, one of her crises she's having is she had always felt God's love like an upside-down waterfall flowing into her and out of her. And she's lost that. And by the end of the play, of course, not to give it away, if you haven't seen it, she gets that back, this upside-down waterfall of the Spirit. The Spirit that flows in us and through us and out of us. And that's why Paul talks about the Spirit in terms of gifts. That's how the Spirit flows out of each of us, through our gifts and our talents and the many various ways that we share the Spirit of God. And we all do it differently. Some rivers flow rapidly. And if you want to go whitewater rafting, that's the kind of river you're going to look for. Then there are creeks and streams that flow leisurely and calmly and slowly. And there are times when you might seek those out. And so it is with us. Through some of us, the Spirit flows quickly. And some of us, it flows a little slower, more leisurely. Some of us are so active that our river of the Spirit is like the Mississippi. And others, more like a small stream meandering its way. But it's all Spirit. And what's important is not how fast or how wide or how exactly the Spirit flows out of each one of us. What's important is that it keeps flowing. And just because you may be like the Mississippi, don't look down upon those who are like the meandering stream. There's a variety of gifts and services and ministries and missions and ways in which the Spirit flows through us, and all are appropriate and good. That's why we are a diverse group here in this place and in the body of Christ. The Spirit flows out of us in so many different ways. But it's the same Spirit. We have diversity and variety, and yet we are together as one. The rivers, the streams that flow through us and out of us are all flowing in one direction, to God. And so we have in this beautiful image of the flowing water of the Spirit, we have our diversity, and we have our unity, both. The same Spirit flowing in different ways at different rates, but the same Spirit flowing through each of us. And thus, the task for us is to keep it flowing in our life. Because the thing about the Spirit is you can't pin it down, you can't limit it. It flows where it will and how it will, and we need to be open to that Spirit flowing through us. It may flow in a direction that you'd rather not go sometimes. But I wasn't going to say this, but it's so obvious. Go with the flow. That's the message of Pentecost. The Spirit flowing through you is the same Spirit that was flowing through those early disciples, that has flown through all throughout the history of the church in so many various ways, but the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit flowing through our sister church in Guatemala, flowing through all the believers and the Christians throughout the world. Same Spirit flowing in very different ways sometimes, but same Spirit. And though, so the message of Pentecost with this beautiful, rich image is this: to be reminded simply how the Spirit flows through all of our lives together. That's what makes us a river. Together we flow. Amen.